Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This morning we just thank you for the gift of salvation, gift of being saved and coming out of darkness into your marvelous light and now knowing you. This is eternal life, knowing the Father and Son. Thank you, Father God, that we can know you and be blessed every day of our lives. Thank you for this new day. We're committed to you. May our thoughts be established, that your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, beloveds. It's Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8.
And he has generously given each one of us supernatural grace according to the size of the gift of Christ. This is why he says, he ascends into the heavenly heights, taking his many captured ones with him, and gifts were given to men.
Hallelujah. Here we see we've got supernatural gifts being given to us now, and it's all because we've been restored into the family. When Jesus was raised, he led captivity captive. And who were these captives? There were people in hell, and there was people in Abraham's bosom. And in Hebrews 11, we see that all our brothers and sisters, the people of faith, were waiting. They weren't made perfect apart from us. So when were they made perfect? When Jesus went down to hell, went down to Abraham's bosom, that's where he lifted them up and he brought them into the presence of God. Remember in Hebrews 11, it says they were waiting. And for a city not made by human hands, they didn't have to wait. And when Jesus came, when Jesus died and he went down to there, down to Abraham's bosom, down to hell, that's where he led captivity captive. And these brothers and sisters of the faith are now the foundation of the New Jerusalem. We built on the foundation of the prophets, that's them. 144,000, and with Jesus Christ as a cornerstone, and then you've got the 12 apostles there as well, and the 12 tribes. So that's a family we've been brought into now, kingdom family, kingdom gifts, spiritual gifts. But the beauty is just knowing every day, waking to the goodness of the Lord. His mercies are new every morning, every day. Path is getting brighter and brighter until full day. Just as Jesus has started his rule and reign, bringing about the day of salvation and ruling till all darkness is crushed under his feet, our day came when we were born again and we entered into the kingdom and we entered into fellowship with the Father and Son, and we entered into our giftings, our calling. And our gifts makes room for us among men. Now it's just every day staying in tune with God, developing on schedule, being holy and blameless in his sight as we keep to the faith, holding on to the expectations, the hope. Hallelujah. So that's what it's all about, guys. Developing on schedule, staying with your God. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. And you're here to be a gift, a fragrance. You bringing light into darkness, blessings into curses, and yeah, you like a heater, you change situations, you the light shining in the darkness, you make a difference because you have been translated, you have been accepted, and your path, it just gets brighter and brighter, and so you enlighten, motivate, and encourage. You are enlightened, motivated, and encouraged. And because you're enlightened, motivated, and encouraged, you can enlighten, motivate, encourage the brothers and sisters around you, and then the world that so needs light for darkness, blessings for curses, answers for problems. Amen? So be blessed because you are blessed and you are part of the family of the living God. Amen.
Amen.